As Michigan State Parks celebrate a big 100th birthday, we're looking at these parks through the eyes of the people who work there. Today, North Higgins Lake State Park, northwest of Roscommon in Crawford County, where Josh Pello is park manager. Josh, tell us what you're seeing today at North Higgins Lake State Park.
We are experiencing about 85 degrees, blue sky, and Higgins Lake, which is a spring-fed lake, is crystal clear, like Caribbean style, at this moment right now.
Well, we're jealous. That sounds exquisite. What do you think sets this park, North Higgins Lake, apart from the others? What's so special about it?
Well, I'm seeing Higgins Lake itself, once again, 11th largest inland lake in Michigan, spring-fed lake. Like I said, it's like Caribbean out there, especially today. I think the lake frontage that we have, the amount of campsites, the historical factor that we have dealing with the historic Higgins Lake Nursery and the CCC Museum. So we got a mixture of recreational plus a mixture of history and camping and trails. We got a lot to offer in our land.
And take us back to a bit of that history. How did this 449 acres become a state park?
Well, the area started in like 1903. And a guy by the name of Philip Roth started experimenting with like a 3-acre nursery. In 1909, the state actually took over that nursery and it became a state-run nursery. And then a few years later, in 1925, across the road from where the nursery is at on Higgins Lake, the state actually established what we now refer to as State Forest Campground. So it was a rustic campground where people could set up their tents and their small RVs that they had back in 1925. Right on the shoreline of Higgins Lake.
So there's a long and honored history of Michiganders setting up those campgrounds and enjoying it. I'm just curious, because it was a nursery, is there any plant life that might not be found elsewhere?
You know, right now we're actually hoping to try to make it back into like some type of nursery. But going into the campgrounds, our campground is separated into like an east loop and a west loop. Our east loop is actually where the old nursery manager had his house. And so when you're in our east campground, you actually see some non-native trees to the area, where tulip poplars, a European larch. So it's not just the normal oaks and maples and pines that you see in our area. There is a little bit of a wide variety of different tree species that are still growing from when that manager actually lived inside the park.
Josh, what is your, first of all, how long have you been at the park?
I've been manager since 2015, but I have actually worked at North Higgins Lake State Park four different times since 2005, so many times over the last 14 years.
What's your favorite memory?
My favorite memory would have to be, there's two of them, and it actually goes back to more like customer related. There was a young child with his grandpa and grandma, and riding a bike on training wheels, and literally I think it was last year they came back for the first time in so long, and now that kid's like driving a car.
Oh.
And like I made a memorable experience for him, but it's like watching that generation, go older, from when I remember him on a tricycle or a bicycle with training wheels to now the guy's driving grandma and grandpa into the park. Second thing also deals with other campers. People come year after year after year. A few years back, one of those people, when they were graduating high school, I got an open house invitation in the mail at the park, inviting me to their open house because obviously I did something that lasted a memory for them that they wanted me to come to their high school graduation.
So it kind of feels like the North Higgins Lake State Park family.
I would have to say yes. We're kind of like a family, yes.
Josh Pello is the park manager of North Higgins Lake State Park. Thank you so much for sharing your park with us, Josh.
Hey, thank you.